all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, Prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consultant, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Show, but you're joined by Solomon Ali from Red Nation Hoops out there in Houston, covering the Houston Rockets. A lot of things going on down in H-Town, as you all know, NBA landscape. Solomon, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right.
I hear that, man. I got to ask Charles, man, do you feel like the Houston Rockets organization overreacted losing the Golden State in six games this year about what's been going on down there?
No, actually, I think this is the proper reaction. I mean, you just look at how they performed last season, and even at the beginning of the season, you could tell that this organization had cracks that they had to resolve going into this offseason. I thought that there needed to be some change, if not significant change, because if you look at their rebounding all season, they were one of the worst rebounding teams all season, and at the very minimum, they had to go into this offseason and try to find a solution there. So, yeah, I don't think they overreacted. I think this is the proper reaction.
Do you feel that Mike D'Antoni will get an extension eventually, or he's on a one-year lame duck year, and if it just doesn't work out, they can move on from him and that staff as well? Because they fired a lot of coaches as well, if I recall. Roy Rogers, Jeff Bezdilik was not renewed. So do you feel like Mike D'Antoni is pretty much on a thin ice and a short leash going next year, and he could get fired in season if it doesn't go very well?
You know what's interesting? Sam Amick reported a couple of days ago that the Rockets do plan on going into the season with Mike D'Antoni on that final year. But it seems like Now, this is just me. Like, Mike D'Antoni, his agent Warren Legarry, and general manager Daryl Morey were all in the same building at the Thomas and Mack Center in the Cox Pavilion for Summer League. And they were always talking. Like, they're always mingling. And you just had the feeling that at some point extension talks had to be brought up at that point. Like, they're all in one building. It makes sense. Like the business is like that. You're always talking negotiations, even when you're not technically in the negotiation phase. So I have a feeling that something will get worked out. But, I mean, that reporting from Sam Amick, I mean, it's pretty hard to deny that there's a real possibility that they may choose to go into next summer and try to get something done then.
And, Saul, but how is this coaching staff? I know he hired Elston Turner back, but how's the staff standing for him getting assistant assistant coaches to come fill those voids that were left by Aurora and Jeff Bezdik there?
Well, there's been a pause in the hiring process. You noticed at Summer League, Mike D'Antoni was just getting acquainted to Elston Turner. They may make some more hires going forward, but right now I think the Rockets are just fine going past. They got assistant coach Brett Gunnings helping Mike D'Antoni run the offense. They got Matt Brassi, who was promoted last season from the G League. And that's a pretty formidable coaching staff. They may not make much more hires beyond that. I mean, things could change. Elston Turner might want to bring in his own guy. That's always a real possibility with an associate head coach. But the Rockets have left it open for him. So if he does want to make his own hires, he can.
Got you. Yeah. Now, I read a story about Vincent Goodwill, and I've watched other reports about Chris Paul and James Harden. What is the truth from being on the ground there about their relationship and what really went down after Game 6? And was there really friction all year long between those guys about who needs to have the ball and how to play per their how they, in their own eyes, feel is the right way?
I think there was some tension there. And the extent of the extension is really where the disagreement comes from. I think there was some creative tension. I think Chris Paul wanted to move the basketball a little bit more. And I thought James Harden was perfectly fine with the way things were going. There was something happened after Game 6. That was very evident. There was just too much reporting that backed that up. Something happened between the two after Game 6. Now, as far as the full extent of that Vincent Goodwill report, I mean, if you read in that column, it said that these guys haven't had to talk in 4 months. Like, that's just not true. Like I was in the locker room. I saw these guys interact all the time, whether they were talking schemes, whether they were just joking around. Like, these guys were talking. And now, that relationship could have soured towards the end of the season. Who knows? And to the extent which it soured, I don't know. I don't think Chris Paul demanded a trade. I think Daryl Morey met with Chris Paul and his representatives at some point to discuss his future. I don't think they ultimately discussed an actual trade demand. They probably discussed situations where Chris Paul would like to go. You know, like they probably talked to him about his preference. But I don't think that Chris Paul formally came out and demanded a trade. So, and the Rockets came out earlier this season and talked about how they were not thinking about trading Chris Paul. So situations changed, obviously. Nobody could have saw Paul George getting traded and the opportunity to acquire Russell Westbrook opening up. So the extent of the friction is where the disagreement lies. I think there was friction after Game 6. God knows how far that really went.
Because my thing is this. That's why when I read Vincent Goodwill's piece, I'm like, these guys made commercials together. They obviously spend time to do those commercials. They go out from time to time. They do the Chris Paul's big event with bowling. James Harden was there, of course. So I'm like, I can't see if you had that much disdain for a coworker, you would do those things. But I guess the State Farm is worth some money, I guess. But to go to his charity event for his big thing for bowling, I don't know about that. If I have a coworker I don't like, I'm not going to hang out with him if I don't have to.
Right, and if you remember, James Harden was the guy who recruited Chris Paul to come to Houston in the first place. So obviously these guys were cool at some point. And like you mentioned the charity thing. I mean, Chris Paul came out to James Harden's JH Town weekend last summer. So these guys were obviously friends off the court. That relationship could have soured at some point. But to the extent that these guys didn't talk for 4 months, that's just not true. Like, that's patently incorrect. And I don't like to poke holes in another reporter's reporting, but that detail I think was greatly exaggerated.
And, you know, I've heard a former Rocket, T-Mac, Tracy McGrady, somebody I know very well, we played for the Hawks. He's talked about how Coach D'Antoni is not coaching James Harden. He's not holding him accountable. And there's tension on the roster because of other guys, because he's not held the same standard that they are. And is there any truth to what T-Mac is saying? Are guys feel that Coach D'Antoni does not coach James Harden enough, coach him hard to make him accountable for things he does on the court that's not right? So what are your feelings about T-Mac's assertion that Coach D'Antoni is not coaching James like he coaches everybody else?
I have not noticed that sort of tension from other players. I do think that James Harden and Mike D'Antoni are really tight. I think they have a great relationship. I think that it's the healthiest relationship James Harden's had with a coach in his entire career. And that's saying something. His relationship with Kevin McHale was not that close. And I think to say Mike D'Antoni gives James Harden liberties to do what he wants is putting it lightly. He gets a lot of freedom in this offense. But I don't think it's a bad thing. I mean, if you look at how the Rockets have performed offensively over the past few seasons, they've been one if not two, behind Golden State, and Golden State's an all-time offense. So they've been really, really good offensively. Now, that the style of play, in my opinion, has to change at this point, bringing in Russell Westbrook, because you can't have him standing in the corners, because he's not going to command that kind of respect as a shooter that Chris Paul did. So I think they're going to have to do some things differently, and Mike D'Antoni's going to have to get creative. Like, and Russell Westbrook and James Harden are going to have to make sacrifices by themselves, because these guys haven't had to play with a high usage player like this ever. Like, these guys are two of the highest usage rate players in NBA history. So these guys have to make major changes in the way they go about their offense.
And I'm thinking maybe putting the ball in Russ's hands more and playing James at the two, and so Russ can create open shots for James Harden, may be the best move. Because if you put the ball in James's hands and Russell standing, you're not going to guard the guy. It's kind of like how the Rockets Draymond Green or Andre Iguodala. They don't guard him. It's key on Steph, Durant, and Clay. So I think you have to put the ball in Russell's hands, let him create for James Harden. I know Harden might not like that per se, but sacrifice is what you have to do to win. I think that's the best option for them going forward.
Yeah, and at the very least, these guys have to be ready off the ball to do things. Like, these guys, when they're off the ball, they've been, for the past three seasons, they've been incredibly disengaged. James Harden kind of meanders off towards half court. He doesn't really he's not really ready to shoot. He's not really ready to attack closeouts. He doesn't cut, doesn't do all that stuff. Russell Westbrook, same thing, hands on his knees in the corner. Like, these guys have to do more movement off the basketball if they're going to make this work. If they don't, I really don't think this relationship is going to be that fruitful. These guys really have to change the way they operate without the basketball. Now, there's going to be some staggering. Mike D'Antoni had a strict stagger with James Harden and Chris Paul, where James Harden would start games, and they would separate the minutes out to where these guys only play like 15 to 20 minutes. But these guys, in the major minutes of the games, they're going to be on the floor together. So they have to figure that out.
And also, team cohesion, Solomon, is what I'm questioning about. Is this because it was reported, as you know, that Eric Gordon, P.J. Tucker, and Capella was all offered for first-round picks if he can clip money for Jimmy Butler. So how those guys feel coming back knowing that Daryl Morey hung them out the dry, too, to try to get Butler in there?
Yeah, it's going to be awkward. It's going to be and it's going to be interesting to see how a young guy like Clint Capella, who's never been in trade rumors before, is going to react to that. I think it's a perfectly fair criticism to wonder, to have his name thrown out in trade rumors all summer, how he's going to react to being like that and going into this season, that kind of friction within the locker room. I think Eric Gordon's going to be fine. That's a guy who's been in trade rumors his entire career. I think he's used to it. Same thing with P.J. Tucker. Clint Capella is the guy to watch out for. Like, how he reacts to this is going to be a real story.
And now, Saab, I'm looking at the roster. I'm assuming, of course, you know, Michael only plays 8 or 9 guys. So I'm assuming off the bench you have Rivers, House, Chandler, and Gerald Green, with, of course, starting 5, of course, with Clint, Eric Gordon, Russell, James, and P.J. Tucker. So what are the moves or Daryl Morey make for the roster knowing that Michael only plays 8 or 9 guys tops?
I would watch to see what happens with Iman Shumpert. I think that's the last remaining move for Houston, whatever they choose to do with Iman Shumpert's contract. Now, what's really interesting is the Rockets haven't finalized the trade to Russell Westbrook yet. So they can, they haven't even finalized their signing. So they could really add on to this trade and try to add a third team, perhaps try to take more salary back from Oklahoma City. And it's going to be interesting what kind of creative stuff that Daryl Morey is doing with that trade. And they, particularly going back to Shumpert, it seems like they're really, really interested in Andre Iguodala. Now, the Grizzlies want a first-round pick back. I'm not sure if they're going to get that for a 35-year-old Andre Iguodala, but the Rockets do seem to be interested. If they can try and move Shumpert's contract for Andre Iguodala in a sign-and-trade situation, that's something that I would definitely watch out for. Iguodala is still a competent rotation player, a really good wing defender, and come playoff time, that those are the kind of players you need. And he's really smart. I think that's a player to watch out for. Or they could bring Shumpert back because they have his full bird rights. It makes perfect sense to re-sign him. That's the kind of move I would watch out for the Rockets the rest of the offseason. Other than that, I think they're pretty much done with the roster.
Gotcha. Well, Solomon, hey, man, you did a great job, brother. I look forward to talking to you again on the road, talking Houston Rocket basketball with you. I know you guys got a lot going on down there. I love to see the Houston. Love when the Hawks come there once a year. Always one of my favorite trips is Houston, of course. Once a year we come there. Hope to see you when I'm there with the Hawks, man.
For sure. Looking forward to see you, man.
All right. Have a good one, brother.
You too.
All right. That's Solomon Ali, folks, of Red Nation Hoops.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it, get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our teen driver safety program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.